You are listening to Bulldog Bandits. My name is Sahara, and I'm here with
Ariana,
Sahara,
Kyrie,
Ray Mirror,
and the biggest bandit, the Bennett Bandit, Jeff.
Some of us are in 10th, 11th, and 12th. We are from Weston Cowles High School Academy. Today, we're going to be discussing a few things, different questions. Let's start with this one, our favorite fast food. Who would like to start?
The biggest band is going to go first. So, me personally, I'm going to say my favorite fast food is Wendy's. That's because I was raised on that. So, yeah.
What Wendy's. Do you like from Wendy's? Like, why is it like your favorite?
Wendy's, I like their fries. I don't care. Wendy's got better fries than McDonald's.
That's biased.
Right.
I would die on that.
McDonald's has the best fries of all time.
Wendy's fries be so, like, soggy McDonald's and, like, so... Like,
you think they have,
like,
the best fries?
Yes.
No.
Fries is better than McDonald's, not Wendy's.
Yes, Wendy's.
And, like, they, like, every time you get them, just soggy.
Exactly.
That's a lot of fries, especially
not McDonald's.
McDonald's, yes, salty, hot and ready. Sometimes
soggy whenever it's old.
Yeah,
and then they get hard.
Would y'all rather, like, have a hard fry or a soggy fry?
A hard fry,
a crunchy,
a crunchy. Yeah.
Ew! Crispy. What is wrong with y'all? Just go buy a bag of chips.
You don't like crunchy fries, like?
No, buy a
Just go. You don't like fried potatoes, like French fries, like.
Fried potato.
It's supposed to be fried.
That's what
it's supposed to be.
It basically is. It's a potato that is fried and
soggy.
See, here's the thing.
You don't eat soggy fried chicken.
Soggy fried chicken.
That's like
yes,
KFC. KFC got some soggy fried chicken.
KFC's chicken can be crispy.
It can. Chicken be depending on who make it, but like it be soggy sometimes. Like,
bro, I'm from the hood, bro. I grew up eating what's it called? Chicken. I was on my cake on my to-go plate from a birthday party.
What's your favorite food? What's your favorite fest?
I would say really like Chipotle.
Chipotle?
Ooh.
Why you like Chipotle?
Because, like, I just like steak and I like mixed bowls, like, with protein, veggies, and, like, you know, carbs.
Okay. So, no, I don't have nothing to say?
I personally think McDonald's is the best fast food restaurant.
Thank
you.
Yeah,
get them out of here, bro.
Heart disease by 50 years old, y'all.
That can happen at any fast food restaurant.
Especially McDonald's.
Okay. What's wrong with McDonald's?
There ain't nothing wrong with McDonald's, but it's just like, it's not the best.
You can't go wrong with it, literally.
They have the best industry.
They got good stuff. What Wendy's got?
What's it called? Baconator fries.
Okay, he kind of had that one. We got a new sauce.
Y'all got, what's it called? What's that fish joint called?
Fish filet.
Y'all got a fish filet or whatever. Is it a fish filet?
We got a snack wrap, too.
Sorry.
It's a McFish. Like, Mc something.
But we got a snack wrap.
McRib?
Not a McRib. But McRibs is nasty, too.
Yeah.
They just be
they
doing
taste like
over
your ankle.
Hold on. Fast food restaurant.
Hold on. Y'all not about to diss McDonald's like that.
Man, no. We dissing
they
Donald's.
Taste like deer ankles.
Forget
like,
McDonald's.
Chipotle. It's good, but like. It's not better than McDonald's.
Chipotle's better than McDonald's.
It's not, like...
McDonald's is the only place where you can get a salad and it's still unhealthy.
What? What about Wendy's?
Yeah, Wendy's have salads, too.
Exactly.
I bet they're healthier than McDonald's.
No, they have chicken salads.
It's still healthier than McDonald's.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Where's the proof?
Yeah. What's your favorite fast food? Ray Mayer?
My favorite fast food is McDonald's.
Okay,
so like, what?
Their Sprite is good.
Their Sprite.
And their fries.
Because McDonald's is fire. You can't go wrong with it. It's not overly expensive like Chipotle. Everybody can go there and get something that they like.
$5, $1 menu.
Right.
Okay, what about you, Ariana? What's your favorite fast food?
I don't have one. I just eat.
Like what's
that
the most?
That sounds big, but what? It's
Twin
the
be
truth.
Eating. She don't got that's no okay. favorite food, please.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I eat McDonald's the most, but I love me some Taco Bell. I ain't gonna lie. I like Wendy's, too.
You like you some Taco Bell?
I feel like.
I think Taco Bell's nasty.
A lot of people think that, and I can't argue with that.
I only like Taco Bell, like, when I'm, like, doing, like, a little road trip with the family. Because that's, like, the number one
thing. Only thing I get from Taco Bell is something called a naked chicken chalupa.
That sounds good.
Okay, what about Baja Blast? Don't nobody like Baja
Blast? I like Baja Blast.
Yeah, I was going to say it's fire.
And their cinnamon twist.
I can't say that.
Yeah.
I feel like price-wise, McDonald's takes it.
Yeah.
But like taste, Five Guys.
Five Guys is really good. I remember the first time I had one of their burgers. It was so good.
It is overly expensive.
Have y'all ever had the Mr. Beast like meals and stuff?
No.
No, they told me I had the chocolate.
I remember I had some loaded fries and like their fries was like mad greasy. Like even a burger was greasy.
That's Red Robin like for you.
I low key hate greasy food.
It'd be making me feel like heavy and like big. Yes, like when I first my chest be hurting, like ugh.
Like all that oil.
Yeah. Which is ironic because all of us like chicken, but we just can't. That's overly oiled.
Yeah.
Y'all talking about make y'all feel heavy. I guess I always feel heavy because I never feel that one before.
I don't know. It's just I can't eat greasy food.
I be like, patting down my pizza sometimes. Like, if it's overly greasy. I just hate have, like, greasy looked at foods. Me weird for
it. It's like, I'm what not about doing you? Nothing wrong.
Me, I think I go with Jeff here. I eat what I eat, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay. Food is food.
So then the three of us agree. Okay, cool, yeah.
What about you, Raymer?
What?
How do you feel about overly greasy food? Overly greasy food, I do not eat.
Thank you. Okay.
Topic switch. All right, yeah. Hold on, because my team was in here dissing my quarterback. And I ain't going for none of that. Because one.
Jalen Hurts is overrated.
Jalen Hurts has always been your team. Jalen Hurts has never lost.
Did he get hurt recently?
Jalen Hurts has never lost to the Texans. Ever. Ever.
All right, guys, because this wasn't our topic.
Yes, this was not our topic. Jeff.
Have y'all been to a Super Bowl?
Jeff.
Yeah, exactly. Jalen Hurts has been to two.
Okay, the other topic was
Soko's business class.
What goes on in Soko's room? Let's talk too about much. That. A lot.
Yeah, we learn accounting, Microsoft platforms like Word, Excel, PowerPoint,
Canva,
OSHA, how to run businesses.
I find it funny how the classes call business administration and sports entertainment, and yet there's no sports or no entertainment in the
We watch football every day.
There is entertainment.
No, but like. There's sports in it, and we've probably had one person come up to the
so that man
actually like talk about when we were doing that
Medicosh,
when we had to pick up
yeah that's Medicosh, remember?
That was fun with the baseball.
I joined base because I saw the sports entertainment part, and my mom saw the sports entertainment part, and it's like, oh, sports, we're gonna put them with the sports.
Makes sense.
It's a business class. It's just the business class.
I only joined it because I thought it was going to be a good chill class. No.
I mean, it is.
But it's still chill.
It's a comfy room, like very comfy. Right.
It's That's just, why people be sleeping there.
It's just, literally, because I know I'd be knocked out. What about you, Kyrie? How do you feel?
You know, Soko's class, my first year there, it was actually pretty chill. We're actually like.
Oh, yeah, he's like. All right. He's about to graduate.
Chill. We're actually like learning stuff without like as much distractions. Yeah, we were learning. And it's definitely decreasing in efficiency over the years because the increase of football players and the distraction that they cause. But
I mean, but like, aren't half of them graduating either this year or next year?
Yeah, this or next year, exactly. But I've been here for 3 years, so.
You got a point with
old.
That.
Chill.
About to be a singer.
About to be.
I feel like Westinghouse could be a good school.
Westinghouse? It needs better, like, students.
Yes, like.
I love Westinghouse.
Yeah, me personally, I don't think it's the students.
I mean.
I love Westinghouse.
I mean.
No, it absolutely is the students.
Sometimes, it'll be some students who do dumb stuff, but Westinghouse.
That's school. School's going to have them kids who, like,
but
don't
some
care.
Schools are worse than others. That's the point we're trying to
But Westinghouse, I wouldn't send my little brother there, but. Right.
Yeah, no.
It's cool for me and stuff, like.
Okay, how about we all talk about, like. Like what kind of sports we like? What sports do we like?
At Westinghouse?
No, like or y'all in general. Like what sports do you like guys like?
Well, obviously I'm a football player, but if I were other than football, I ain't gonna lie, wrestling. I mess with wrestling. Wrestling's tough.
Yeah, I can say wrestling definitely. Well, sometimes there's like a lot of clips that I've seen that are just like really like, crazy.
Me personally, I love basketball.
I'll dunk on you, y'all.
Stop it! Not even close.
Dunk on you. I'm going to dunk on you like I'm Shaq.
You could barely touch the net. But other than basketball, I really like volleyball, too.
My favorite sports are football, basketball, and wrestling.
Why?
Because it's fun to watch.
True. So, like, you get entertained back.
It's, like, competitive entertainment.
So. I would say, like, if we had to put them in order, for me, personally, football can be interesting to watch, but it has to be, like, something crazy happening for it to be interesting. Other than that, it's just people running around with a ball.
Literally.
No, not back in the day, though.
That's what I'm saying. Like, back then, there was, like, crazy stuff going on.
Football, basketball, wrestling. All right, Ramirez, football, basketball, and wrestling. Kyrie, top three sports right now.
My top three sports? I'm going to be biased. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to go basketball at number one, football at number two, and this is a hot take, but women's volleyball at number three.
Yeah, Sahara, what's your top three sports right now?
Wrestling, football. I don't know. I'll just go with basketball.
Other Sahara, what's your top three sports right now?
Other Sahara.
I like cheer, competition dance, and I'm just going to have to go with track because, let me just say this. Because when you just be watching the Olympics, and you'll just see everybody running the track.
That's just is very interesting. Yes, to watch.
Because then you like, oh my gosh, she's going to win. Yes, but this is my top three.
Is there any specific events in track or just them running a 400 really or 100? Cool. I'm saying what's their favorite event?
Is that in track? When you have to throw the ball?
You have to
do that and then jump.
Hurdles?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Down to.
20-minute rule, top three sports right now.
Like she said, I would have to say dance. It doesn't matter what type of dance. I just love watching people dance. I also love dancing as well. Volleyball. I don't know what my third one would be, though. Because, throughout my life, I've played a lot of sports. A lot of sports. So I'm going to just keep it with the top two.
Yeah, in my life, I only did, cheer and competition dance. All right. Would you rather know what you're going to do in 10 years or... Travel back 10 years.
So it's either travel back 10 years or travel back.
Yeah, which one would you rather do?
Yeah, I'm traveling back 10 years. I don't know.
Going pre-COVID. Me now and pre-COVID, me right now in 2016, the world's blowing up.
Okay.
Yeah, Jeff.
I have another question.
Okay.
If you could transform into an animal, any animal, and be that animal for a full day, what animal would it be and why?
Think about it. A blobfish. Not
You know what? Never mind.
Where did that come from?
No, talk, Kari. I want to listen. Yeah. I want to hear this.
They're deep in the sea, and they get eaten a lot. So,
why would you want to get eaten?
It's only for a day, though. It's only for a day.
But what if you get eaten in that day? I'm talking as soon as you transform, 5 minutes later, you're already gone.
But, I wouldn't come back the next day.
No.
All right, let me change my answer.
Did you say Roblox?
I'm thinking.
While you think, does someone else want to answer?
An eagle.
Of course. Go ahead and explain why.
Because the eagle is it's the top. It's on the top of the food chain for a reason.
No, it is
It also
not.
Represents America. Do you really want to represent America?
Yeah, y'all.
Sahara, which animal would you pick to be for one day?
I will pick to be a... Maybe some sea life creature.
How you could breathe underwater type situation.
Yeah, I would want to discover the sea more and see what's actually down there.
You would become the animal in order to understand it more?
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty cool. Every person that's into the aquarium would absolutely do that.
I'll be a tiger or a lion. One of them. I'll be one of them. Because I just want to explore the wildness, See how it feels to hunt, catch.
We got to keep our eyes on her. She's talking about hunting and catching. You got to remember, if you're a tiger, you're you hunt, but you also get hunted.
Okay, what about a cheetah?
Still get hunted.
I was going to pick that.
You're faster, so.
Cheetahs are big house cats, for real.
Really? Well, technically,
yeah.
No, every big cat other than cheetahs, cheetahs purr, they meow, they don't roar, none of that.
You're talking about
cheetahs are real life just big house cats that run fast.
Yeah.
If I ever had a pet tiger or one of them, y'all know who I'll be just like the Tiger King or Care Bear.
No, is that something y'all do? Would y'all get an exotic pet?
Yes.
It depends on what pet.
Probably
Because I'll raise a lion.
An axolotl.
A baby lion, I'll raise that. To an adult.
I could also imagine you having a monkey or a gorilla or something. And it would sit on your shoulders and stuff.
Don't get no, what's them ones called? Chimps?
Chimpanzees?
Yes, don't get one of them.
Man, if I get a chimp, me and the chimp spending a block every day. You got a problem, come see the chimp about it. Because chimps are real life strong, overly strong. A little too strong if you ask me.
Can I ask this question? Do you think 100 people could beat one gorilla?
If you had asked me that 5 months ago, I would have told you the 100 people is. But somebody,
Not.
Somebody told this to me, and it made me look at the situation different. 100 toddlers, are they beating you in a fight?
They can overwhelm you, but I don't think they can beat you.
Are we talking about average humans or like?
What type of a human toddler are you talking about?
If there's 100 Aaron Donalds, I'm taking Aaron Donald.
Yeah,
that
like,
gorilla.
Like,
I ain't gonna lie.
He could bench like 500.
Yeah, 700. Like 500-600 pounds. He's strong as death. A wise man once said, "It's only going to take two of him to beat one gorilla."
And he one only needs.
Yep, he only needs one to record. Yeah, he got a bald head. He's known as James Harrison. And honestly, I believe him. I believe him.
He sounded mighty confident.
Like, he might actually be able to beat a gorilla. And I wouldn't be surprised if he did.
What is the most important lesson you've learned so far in your life? Like, it really, really taught you something that you never do again.
Always be on game.
Oh, yeah.
Always be on game. That's what I was taught.
What that mean?
Like, always
being on P's and Q's. Like,
yes, mm-hmm. Like, always.
Oh, staying on point. I feel
yes, like. Yeah. Like, always be on point. Like, you know, sometimes you always have to be on point by the people that you're around with. I'm not saying their names, but they know who they is.
So, what about y'all? Like,
all right, hold on.
Don't take drugs.
I'm not
obviously.
What about you, Raymare? What's the lesson that you learned? Like, the best lesson that you learned?
All of them.
That's what I was trying to say. Like, when you learn a lesson, as long as you've... Well, whenever you go through something, as long as you've learned the lesson from that, any of them could be the best lesson. You're learning from all of them.
Yeah, but, like, it'd be better if you, like, describe what lesson, because it can make the topic more interesting. And
I mean, true, yeah.
Will, like, share their own experiences and stuff like that.
Well, it looks like we're running out of time, listeners. Thank you for tuning in.
This was the Bulldog Bandits checking out here.